Yes, and that music must mean it's time for Talking Point. Once again on Australia Talks, today's guest, it's a Monday, is Jonathan Green, the editor of The Drum Online. G'day, Jonathan.
You're playing our song.
I am indeed. And speaking of hearing something over and over again, there is a new draft plan of the Murray-Darling Basin just released, and surprise, surprise, it seems to please no one.
Everybody hates it.
Everyone hates it. The farmers and irrigators say you've taken too much water for conservation. The conservationists say no, you haven't taken enough. Are we getting anywhere on this, Jonathan?
Look, we're trying to struggle towards some sort of a political fix, I think, and it looks from today's reaction as though we're failing. But the latest instalment talks about a cut of 2,700 gigalitres.
Yes.
Now, to put that into its scientific context, the Wentworth Group reckon 4,400 is the minimum to restore the basin to some sort of health. Mm. So we're falling short there, so the environmentalists aren't pleased. The irrigators still see that as a threat to livelihoods and the health of communities along the river system. So we're looking now at 20 weeks of consultation around this new draft. We know what happened last time.
Well, just a reminder of what happened last time. So the Wentworth Group wanted about 4,500 gigalitres. The draft plan last time was slightly less than that. It was about 4,000. All hell broke loose. The government didn't like the plan. The head of the Murray-Darling Basin Commission resigned. I think somebody else from the authority, I should say, resigned. Then what happened was we had someone from the New South Wales Labor Party picked out, Craig Knowles, to come and head the authority to deliver, in your terms, the political fix. Has he actually delivered a political fix?
Well, look, the reaction today would suggest that that's going to be pretty hard.
Yeah.
And unless things, calm down as the days and weeks pass, the reaction has been almost universally hostile. But this is an issue where you can guarantee that that's pretty much going to happen, that whichever way you jump, you're going to displease one side or the other. In the Drum today, Ben Eltham writes a nice piece about this, surveying some of the history of it. He makes a really interesting analogy, and it's like someone being told they have cancer and that they then doctor shop through successive doctors until they finally find someone who say, no, you're okay. Mm. Truth of it is, they're still sick. And you can look for as many opinions as you like, but you can't avoid the central issue. And I think that's where we are with this, that the water in the river system is overcommitted.
The other interesting thing about that piece, and I commend it in The Drum Online by Ben Eltham, is that he actually says that 2,750 gigalitre target that the irrigators still don't like and the environmentalists hate, he says that could actually come down to as little as 1,500 gigalitres or less.
If we sort of get into the detail of the report and the various existing allocations and stuff that can't be got away from. So absolutely right. So that's, of course, not going to please environmentalists. That may be a softener to irrigators and communities. And I think that's the figure that Knowles was trying to find, was something that would lessen that amount of political heat around this issue. And that heat really comes from the farming communities more than from the environmentalists.
Mm.
And I think they're trying to find a figure that will just be grudgingly accepted.
So I should just briefly say, Barnaby Joyce, the opposition's spokesperson on water, said the talk is about phasing in. It's like phasing in amputation, was his rather cute line to demonstrate his opposition. But the Greens, too, are very unhappy, and they're talking of a potential High Court challenge. Do we know much about that?
Correct. Now, look, I've heard that, and Nick Xenophon, too, is saying the South Australians are particularly unhappy, and there's some talk there about High Court action as well to look after, because, of course, South Australia, as we know, is at the end of this food chain.
Mm.
It's one of the really difficult issues in Australian policy because it is not an issue in which you can deliver everyone a win.
Yeah.
It's an issue in which there will be pain. And that's not what politics is about, is it, delivering pain?
It's a watch this space issue. And as always, Jonathan, terrific to talk to you. Jonathan Green, editor of The Drum. I'm back again tomorrow with another Australia Talks, taking a look at the ailing book industry. The industry, which is under pressure from the global book market and consumers who want cheap books and they want them now. How can the Australian book industry become more competitive? That's Australia Talks tomorrow. Stick around for Late Night Live with Philip Adams coming up after 10. In the meantime, I'm Paul Barclay. Have a great evening.